Welcome back to the Lowdown on Katy Perry. It's been a while, guys, and I've went through major life changes since our last episode, but the last month has been insane, and I just feel like there's been so many important things to talk about and just so many interesting and pivotal things that has happened in Katy's career in a while. I just feel like a lot of the summer was kind of boring, meh, not too much to talk about. And the past 2 weeks, there's just been so much stuff going on. So I wanted to make an episode. My name is Michael, of course. You can find me on Twitter at MichaelPerry84. I did have an Instagram account, but I just found out today that Instagram completely deactivated my at Katy Perry aesthetic account for several reasons, because they thought that I was posting copyrighted content, and then I appealed and then they denied my appeal. So my account with over 1500 followers since 2018 completely vanished before my eyes, which is a huge platform that I was using to promote this podcast, to promote a ton of stuff. So that was amazing. So if you're listening to this and you didn't find it through my Instagram, thank you so much. Follow me on Instagram. I'm so used to saying Instagram. Follow me on Twitter, because that's where I usually post my thoughts, my happenings. So usually I'm using Twitter now, not as much Instagram. And now I'm never going to be using Instagram. But anyways, I digress. Katy September has been just really insane. There's been so much stuff going on, and I'm gonna talk about everything in this one episode, so buckle in. So let's see. Today, a few hours ago, we got a tweet from Katy Perry today on Twitter, and Katy was recently spotted heading into a studio today on September 28th. And again, that got everyone in a frenzy. Is it for KP6? Is it for other projects, which we'll talk about? Nobody knows, but Katy was seen walking into a Los Angeles recording studio with her laptop with a ton of papers. So we're assuming it's obviously for some type of project, and we're super excited about it. Obviously, it is now almost October 2023. And we have not gotten KP6 yet. And in my last episode, and any time in 2022, I would have fully assumed that we would have had the album this year. However, I guess due to her play shows, due to everything, she has probably decided that it's not the right time to release her next album. So we've kind of been starving lately in terms of music. I mean, if you're fans of other artists, obviously you're fine, but there's nothing like when your main artist, so for me and for probably a lot of you, when Katy announces and releases new music, that's like the most exciting moment. And we have not had any recent new music, and it's been very difficult. Katy's done different little brand things, and just kind of, she's been active. She's not like in the boonies, like totally out of view. She has been in the spotlight, but it's been a very just kind of background role. We just haven't seen her do anything in terms of music in so long that it hurts to a point, right? But, you know, this spotting at a studio is amazing. I'm going to predict that we might have some type of new music by hopefully spring of next year. And possibly early summer, I have no idea, but it would just be really nice to have some new music, because it's just been so long. So that was something interesting. And in terms of other news, yesterday we had an announcement by the Peppa Pig, I guess the directors or whoever makes Peppa Pig, that Katy is now going to be voicing a new character titled Mrs. Leopard. And that was kind of funny for a lot of people. I don't think you expect Katy to do a type of voiceover type work, but she has done it in the past. We do know that back in, I believe, 2011, she was in the Smurfs movie, and she voiced Smurfette. And so I don't think Katie's not a voiceover actor. I think she's done some work in the past. And I would also say that I think she's got a really nice and sweet voice. So I think that she's perfect for this. She also had that podcast last year about Elizabeth Taylor. So she has been doing some smaller side projects such as these. Obviously, there was a ton of people that were confused and a lot of other fandoms, I won't name names, making fun of her for taking this role as a voice for the Peppa Pig show. I would just say that obviously we saw that Katie went to the Peppa Pig tour. It was either like the end of last year or like the beginning of this year. So obviously Daisy likes Peppa Pig, and it did say that these were recorded before the SAG-AFTRA strikes. So this has been in the works for a long time. So some people were freaking out and saying, oh, it's just probably her going to the studio for her Peppa Pig voiceovers. But I think she must have done some of it beforehand, because those things take probably months to develop and to produce. So I really hope that the studio appearance today was for KP6, but you never know. But yes, you will see Katie starring in Peppa Pig as Miss Leopard. She did mention that Daisy's favorite show is Peppa Pig, and she has a literal 3-year-old. So I don't think this is an embarrassing role for her. I think this is probably something really special for her to be able to do, to be able to record a voice for a character in her daughter's favorite show, which I think is really powerful and cool. So for all of you hating on it, it's literally probably going to be a few episodes, and it's literal Peppa Pig. So just calm down. It's for children. It's not for you. It's for children. So that was another really just random but funny thing that happened this week. Also recently, Harley's in Hawaii went, I would consider, mega viral on TikTok. She had millions. There were videos of the clip of the song with different titles and just different things. And those videos, few of them had millions of likes, so 1.5 million likes, which is a lot for TikTok. That's a pretty viral video. There were several videos with millions of likes in them, and also just other ones with like 300,000, 400,000 likes, which is a pretty significant amount for TikTok. We also saw Charlie Puth stitch that first, and I would say the biggest one. And he stitched that song with a video saying that it's actually his favorite song that he's ever made, I guess, in terms of like instrumentals and everything like that. Because we do know that he did write it with Katie, and he did pretty much all the instrumentals on the song, which is a really big reason why that song has just a very interesting vibe and a different vibe to a lot of her music. He said that he, again, that's his favorite song he's ever made, and that he and Katie actually wrote the song in 10 minutes, I guess, due to their chemistry. He said that Katie came into the studio with that song and that idea, and then it just happened. I can't remember where she said, but she was describing the song in an interview, and she said that the song came to her after she had spent some time in Maui, Hawaii with Orlando. And they had taken a motorcycle ride, and she just got so inspired to call the song Harley's in Hawaii and to write it. So when she was with Charlie, I guess this is what they worked on. So it was released in 2019, 4 years ago. I remember it was my first year of college, and the song came out. I thought it was an amazing song. I really wished and hoped that it had went viral at that time, but it didn't. And now 4 years later, someone posts a video of it making like a joke almost, but it was like not a rude joke to Katie or the music. So it's totally fine. And then it literally goes viral on TikTok. And so I just find that so funny. The streams have went up so much for the song. When before that viral TikTok, I think someone posted that the streams were around 360,000 streams a day. And recently they showed the graph since the first day, and then now that song is now being streamed 600,000 times a day. So that's almost double what it was doing before it went viral. And so that's just a very that was a very random but very awesome thing for us. I just feel like whenever I read through the comments, a lot of people were praising Katie for the song. And a lot of people were saying, we miss Katie. Like, where's her new music? Like, there was a lot of positivity and good comments in that comment section. So I was very heartened to see that. Nobody made fun of her necessarily for that video. There were other people, however, on Twitter, I believe. It wasn't on TikTok. Someone on Twitter had posted the Potty Jams version of it when Katie sang Harley's in Hawaii in the bathroom, in that large bathroom with the blue like outfit and her band. And they made fun of her singing because she apparently had struggled on that really difficult note. And so that was just super annoying. But so there were some people hating, but of course, whenever you do anything, someone's going to hate on you. So otherwise, I would say that that was a really great moment this year in terms of like promotion and just getting back into that general public frame of view. Another thing that kind of irked me was Capitol Records, their recording company, posted a TikTok on their TikTok of that same clip with the text, "Who is promoting Katie?" And that just really pissed me off because they're just joking with us at this point. The past 5 years, they have just, ever since Witness, I would say, they have really slowed down the gas pedal on her as their best artist. And I don't know, that just really pissed me off because it's just so not true at this point. So that really pissed me off. Capitol Records trying to capitalize off of that viral moment of her with something so infuriating because they have not been promoting Katie as much as they should have. So that's something that kind of also irked me. So Harley's in Hawaii is back on as one of Katie's, I guess, most viral songs right now. She's also just like, I believe, what else is she? Did she? I can't remember. I don't think she's acknowledged it fully, but it was a very pretty big moment for us on TikTok, like millions of views. So that's really something that's great. And it's going to definitely help with the next album. And then let's keep moving on because there's a lot of stuff. Literally just today, I saw the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion perfume ad campaign. So Katie actually filmed this in Italy last year in 2022 in the summer. And we have been, I remember all of us seeing little clips and like little like pictures of it, but we had no idea what it was for, when it was going to come out. And we were like, just honestly, I forgot about it at one point. Like, I was just like, oh, whatever. Like, you just don't think about it after a while. So if we finally know what it's for and what, and they finally released a video. So apparently it's on the actual Dolce & Gabbana YouTube site. It's the their new perfume or fragrance called Devotion. And it's just the cinematics of that commercial looks so amazing. Katie looks amazing. It's about like a 30 to 40 second commercial. It's really good. You should go check it out. Katie looks amazing, and she also just looks so lively in it. So that's something that was really fun to see this year, this week as well. Just kind of like seeing where what the heck that was for, and now like what it's and where it's gonna be. So hopefully you'll see a Dolce & Gabbana ad soon on your YouTube, on TV, whatever, for their new Devotion perfume. Let's see, what else? Older stuff I would talk about. Maybe like this is like last week as of September 28th. Last week, there was an announcement, and Pop Crave and a lot of the bigger pop music or just mainstream TikTok accounts were posting about it, but Katy Perry sold her shares of her entire music catalog. So that's everything from One of the Boys to Smile to a company called Litmus Music, and it was for the amount of $225 million. Now, this shocked us on Twitter like crazy, and I guess other people as well, all over the social media sphere. We were so confused for a second. I feel like I've seen that they were looking to see who would like they were searching for buyers, but I wasn't sure if that was true. There was no confirmation, but she did sell her shares of her entire catalog. So in terms of her catalog of music, there's multiple shares and shareholders that profit off of her music. And she still retains the copyright ownership of her songs as some, I forget who posted this, but it was one of the big Katie Cat accounts. She retains copyright ownership of her songs and has full authority over their usage. So it's not, I think a lot of people were also like just worried, and a lot of Swifties were actually really pissed off because Taylor Swift's similar situation between her and Scooter Braun, that happened. And then people were saying, why did Katie just voluntarily give up her shares, give up her control? And then we later found out that she does retain the copyright ownership, and she still has authority over how they're used in what ad campaigns, or, you know, like just how they're used in like other, and other goals for making money with them. So it's not like she's completely, like in Taylor Swift's case, completely cut out of it. She still has control over songs and how they're used. So it's just it was confusing because a lot of us just didn't understand like what the sale meant and what is going to happen to Katie now. But it's okay. She still has control. And I said to everyone that was like freaking out, like, Katie would not have sold her music if it would have put her in a bad position financially and in a bad position as a business owner. She obviously wouldn't just sell her music for no reason or in the wrong way. Like, she did it properly, and I trusted that she did it. And then we found out that it was okay, and then everyone stopped freaking out. So Katie did sell her music, but it's not like it's going to impact her in the same way that it impacted Taylor Swift. And actually, I've also noticed that ever since Litmus has bought the catalog, I would say that I've seen so many of her previous songs, like Wide Awake, and obviously now that we just talked about it, Harley's in Hawaii, are having mega moments on TikTok, because I thought to myself and I said, well, if Litmus spent $225 million on her catalog, or shares in her catalog, they're going to want to have mega moments on TikTok, and they're also, they just want to make money off of their investment. Of course, this isn't just because they want to own. They're not just a fan that wants to hold a stake in her music. Like, they bought these shares for the intent of promoting the songs, getting streams, and getting paid for the music that they own, partially own now. So obviously, they would promote music, past music, or even just future music as well, just because they want to make money on their investments. So, sorry, I'm just kind of reading my notes here as well. So again, I also saw that Wide Awake had not as huge, but a pretty big moment on TikTok. And again, comments were very positive. People were saying, oh, I grew up on this song. Just a lot of positive comments towards Katie as an artist, which is really refreshing. I think a lot of people have forgotten why they hated her, or fake hated her, in 2017. So that's kind of a good thing. It's been so many years that I think if you haven't thought about her in a long time, you probably just don't care about that old drama and stuff. So it's a really positive sign. And because they now have a large stake in her music and they can profit from her previous work, they will be promoting and pushing her music and her reputation forward, because of course they want the general public to consume her previous projects. That means that they can make money on their investment and cause them to promote and spend money needed for Katie's work to be on the front burner, not on the back burner, for a lot of people who may have not listened to her since her music wasn't being promoted on the top 100 radio, and again on social media for the past 5 years since Witness. Smile was not promoted as much as a normal album these days, or like any of her previous albums, compared to Teenage Dream, compared to Prism. And it's not because Katie didn't care about them. I truly believe it's because of the record labels and the shareholders who didn't want to spend a ton of money promoting an album that they maybe thought wouldn't even take off. I think a lot of people really, I think a lot of her investors, the record label really lost a lot of their trust, and not trust, but just a lot of their expectations for how good and how big Katie's albums and singles can be. Therefore, probably cutting budget on a lot of things. Promotion for the songs, promotion of Katie as an artist, budget for music videos, budget for a lot of those things, since Katie is not the sole person that needs to pay for her music videos, for everything, because it's all owned separate, like there's multiple owners that need to contribute to it. So what I'm trying to say here is that making money off of an album is not as simple as letting it organically become a hit. These days, especially in the streaming era, maybe in the 10, 15 years ago when a lot of that success came from sales, physical sales of CDs, physical single sales on iTunes. Nowadays, it's streaming and it's a totally different system. It requires push and financial investment to be sent to radios to talk about and promote. It needs money to create large launch events like we saw for Never Really Over. Again, billboards across multiple large cities to make the public aware of the artist's new music. Promotion is the single biggest thing that can make a song a hit or a top or in the top 100. And if there's none of that, then really only organic listeners can make it happen, which is terribly difficult these days because most people are not buying singles anymore, and most people just stream them on Spotify, Apple Music, and literally it would have to go, so many people would have to stream it for it to go viral. So when something like, for example, Olivia Rodrigo's first viral thing on TikTok, which was Driver's License, that created an organic hit. There was also another song. I can't even remember. I actually just forget. I'm not even going to talk about it. But I do also, although I've just said that the TikTok for an organic hit, I do believe that there are circumstances and certain songs that may have been promoted after they've been paid to look like an organic hit. So behind the scenes, TikTok and certain creators can be paid to organically post a video, so air quotes on organically, and then have it be heavily promoted to viewers through the TikTok proprietary algorithms to have millions of viewers scroll on the video just like in their normal For You page, which thereby promotes and the existence of the song to the people, but also it's going to indirectly promote them to listen to it. And then again, for those that may like the music, they will add it to their playlist. And if they don't, they'll just scroll. But again, they'll be aware of it. And if they are aware of it and they like it, they're going to want to start listening to it. So you pay TikTok X amount of money. TikTok, in their algorithm, which TikTok literally runs algorithms, and you can pay TikTok to promote your video. It's not even a hidden thing anymore. An artist, or let's just say a regular TikTok creator, can pay for extra views or for more promotion and more engagement on their videos. So if you're having a TikTok go viral of your song, what's it going to do? It's going to promote the existence of the song to people that may have had no idea that you came out with a song. And then B, it's also going to give them a sample of it. And some people, if they like that sample, they will go to Spotify, they will go to Apple Music, they will listen to it, add it to their playlist, and then you'll have more and more streams that way. This type of promotion obviously is going to launch the song to radios. Why? Because radios want to play what people want to hear so that they will stay on air and listen to advertisements. Especially this happens to, you know, people in the car, people that still listen to radio. And again, when a radio station is now playing a song because it's popular on TikTok or because people are asking for it, the song is going to gain even more streams just from the promotion, from the listening, and therefore it's going to, I guess, chart and become a hit upon the Billboard Hot 100. So it's a very interesting system. I truly think TikTok has influenced our music industry and our radio industry so much that I truly think that some artists and somehow behind doors, behind closed doors and stuff like that, you can pay to have a song become a hit and have it literally promoted to millions of people, have millions of people literally listen to even a 3 or 4 second snippet of it. And in that 3 or 4 second snippet, they could literally catch their ear and want to listen to it in full. So that's something really interesting. And I really, now that Litmus has bought her previous albums and are really promoting them for their own gain, I really think indirectly it's going to actually really help Katie as well. And I'm sure she was aware of this, but it's going to indirectly help her as well, because she's going to have more of that general public recognition and more enthusiastic listeners next time she releases her next album or next single. Because again, oh, I forgot about Katy Perry, let me listen to her again. Or, you know, just a general promotion of her. So people will be, Katy will be more on their back of their minds when she releases new music and have more listeners and potentially more fans of it. So people were very kind of like unsure, but I really think it's a good thing. And I think it's really going to just help her in the next few moves that she makes. And I really hope that everything goes to plan and that, you know, she gets the... Anyways, I think we should move on and just quickly wrap up the episode. Just a few more talking points. Recently, in the past couple of weeks, on Twitter, Katy, and on every social media, Instagram, on Facebook, I even think, she promotes her shoe line, Katy Perry Collections, and she posts a Shoesday Tuesday post that she's been doing literally for probably 5 years now. And it's just a running joke for us, like Shoesday Tuesday stuff. It's just so funny. Recently, Katy has been accused of buying likes on Twitter, which is really funny because, I mean, it is a little funny. Because, you know, usually a Shoesday Tuesday post does not necessarily get a million likes or anything like that. Maybe it'll get, like, usually about 30,000 likes, if, depending. Just because, you know, it's an advertisement. Most people really don't care about liking it and anything like that. But in the past few weeks, Katy has actually been getting a significant number of likes on her Twitter posts, and honestly it's because in the past few weeks all of her Shoesday Tuesday posts have been complete, I would say, serves, because she's in the photos, she's wearing something amazing, or if it's something amazing, and again, short caption on the video, and that's it. And it has really been going really well for the past couple of weeks. Her first one literally got, I think, 500,000 Twitter likes, which is crazy for her Twitter. She usually does not have that many likes and just that type of engagement, but her first one went insane. Like, literally out-liked so many people's, like, single announcement tweets, like, a ton of stuff. So people were shocked. We literally were freaking out. We were so confused. The following week, her next Shoesday Tuesday post literally got 450,000 likes, which is, again, was blow your mind. Again, amazing photo, really cute. And then the third week, we got, Katy also still posted an amazing photo of herself, but with literal three other photos of stock photos of the shoes, which again wasn't like the other ones, and she got like 20,000 or 30,000 likes on it. So we felt like it completely flopped, and we were all so annoyed when she posted it, because we said, just post that one photo of you as the main one. Because on Twitter, when you post multiple photos, they, especially, you can only post 4 photos on a tweet, and when you post 4 photos, they become so small, and, like, again, nobody can really see, like, when they're scrolling, like, let's say they're scrolling fast, they're not going to notice a tiny little square of you in 4 squares. Make your main tweets the one with you as the photo, because those ones got a lot of likes, and then in your replies, you can post the stock, as many stock photos as you want. But the main photo should have just been her. So we were kind of like, what the heck is going on? And we felt that that really impacted the what's the word? Oh, the, oh my goodness, why did I forget the word? The momentum for her Tuesday Tuesday posts. And then this week, it did not go viral. But again, she did follow the same type of thing, just one main photo, but... So that was just kind of a funny blip in the radar, you know, just the Tuesday Tuesday post randomly completely going viral on Twitter. But if you don't have Twitter, you really should join, because that's where a lot of this stuff goes. The stuff goes down. Like, we, Twitter is just such a free, this is not an app, or sorry, it's called X now. I haven't updated my app. It's still remaining Twitter for me. But Twitter is literally just, you can say whatever you want, and you can just post a sentence, you know what I mean? So it's like, for me, I've always liked it, because I don't have to, I just felt like on Instagram, as I'm complaining about my Instagram account dying, on Instagram, I mean, I liked it, but you had to post, it was very formal for me, like, you would have to post something, and I just feel like I couldn't engage with my followers at all, and my followers and the people I follow at all. But on Twitter, it's just you speaking about stuff. So I just always, it's like so much more conversation on that app. There's so many more jokes and just funny stuff that can go on. So I've always just really loved my time on Twitter. I've been on it since like January 2023, coming on 4 years. That's crazy. But Twitter, you have to go on Twitter just because you can just see little things and people just talk about everything. And it's so funny, like unlike what it was like on Instagram. But, and then something extremely old at this point, but one of the boys had its 15-year anniversary this year. I love that album. Katie finally literally acknowledged an anniversary for one of her past albums. So one of the boys turned 15, Teenage Dream turned 13 years old, and then Prism turned 10 this year. And in celebration of that, she released this huge special edition merch and vinyl record package that literally sold out completely. It was so popular, but it was also kind of pricey. But again, with one box, you would get every single special edition. She re-released a lot of the older ones on vinyl, which was really awesome. And it was really amazing that she did that, because the past vinyl, like the original Teenage Dream, Prism vinyls, even one of the boys' vinyls, were actually really hard to find. So if you're a vinyl collector, you literally got access to those vinyls, because I am so mad about this, but I have the original, like, first edition, not a first edition, but like before she released the anniversary editions, I collected and I paid money, like big money, but not crazy big money, but I like paid more than the anniversary edition ones. I have the one of the boys original one. I have a re-release from, I believe it was Urban Outfitters when they did that Teenage Dream vinyl. And then I literally bought a Prism vinyl, which if you're a vinyl collector listening to this, you know that before the re-release, the launch, the Prism vinyl is really hard to get and it's really expensive. So that made me a little pissed that I was in such a rush to get them, and then Katie literally re-released them on her store, but it's fine. Anyways, that's about it for this episode. It's kind of big, but we had so much to talk about, and it's been so long, so Yeah, I don't know. I have not been into podcasting lately. I feel like I haven't had much to talk about, and I was just going through so much, like, just crazy things this year that I just had not had any time. But, you know, maybe I will come back once in a while. Definitely won't be a weekly thing, just because I started my professional, like, full-on job tomorrow, so, as much as I would love to, I would probably be a little less active than I want to be. But I think once Katie does get back into, like, her music, new music era, I will definitely be on here way more often. But, yeah, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being here. I'm, like, shocked that you're even listening right now. Like, I love you so much. And, yeah, literally hit me up on Twitter, because I need more friends there. And if you want me to say something, like, on the podcast, my next episode, God knows when, or I don't know, if you want to come on the podcast and you're a Katie Cat who has experiences with Katie, or just an interesting story, I would love to have you on. I know I've been trying to get some people on lately, and then they just, I don't know, things happen, you get busy, and then you just kind of forget. Like, I've wanted to get Chris back on here for so long. We keep talking about it, and then literally every single time we forget about it. So definitely, hopefully, would love to do some more collaborations with other Katie Cats, to hear your story, to hear how you became a Katie Cat, maybe your first Katie Cat concert, if you've ever met her, how was that experience? Because it's just so fun to hear about from other fans, and just, you know, other people would love to listen to your story. So yeah, let me know. Hit me up on Twitter again, MichaelPerry84. And just follow me and I'll follow you back. Otherwise, thank you so much for listening to this podcast today. Literally don't deserve your ears. But anyways, have a great day, have a great night, or have a great afternoon, morning, evening, whatever you want to call it, wherever you are, and stay safe and healthy. See you next time.